This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. 70 amateur actors from an island in Maine are on their way to New York City. They'll make their theatrical debut tomorrow night in an original musical about the joys and sorrows of island life. And what started out as a lucky break has turned into a relief effort. From Maine Public Radio, Charlotte Renner reports.
Islands had its world premiere this summer in the North Haven Community School Gymnasium. 1/6 of the island's population was in the play. The other 5/6 packed wooden folding chairs as a ruddy-cheeked narrator opened the production.
I've done just about everything you can to make a living on this island, from digging clams to hauling for lobster. 16 years ago, I hurt my back, and since then, I've worked as the rural mail carrier.
In life, as on the stage, David Cooper is North Haven's mailman. The other cast members play themselves, too, singing and dancing their way through a year on the island.
We quarrel less, we just gotta rebel. We gotta breathe in that unnecessary like a living hell. In the middle of the night, we drive round and round. But no matter where we go, we never get out of town. So forget it, don't sweat it, they'll regret it. Don't you get that we gotta be free?
The songs grew from interviews that composer Cindy Bowens conducted with her friends and neighbors.
I mean, I wrote the lyrics, but they came from conversations with the people from the island. So Noah Davison said one day, living here is like having 6 mothers and 350 babysitters. Now, mind you, the population year-round is 350 people. So that's where that number comes from.
6 mothers, 350 babysitters, yeah!
The book for Islands was written by producer John Wolpe, who retired to North Haven about 20 years ago, just after snagging a Tony Award for his stage version of Dracula. He started to teach theater, trying to get the kids interested in plays like Waiting for Godot. Then he realized he'd be better off having them perform something closer to home. Islands is the result.
It is exactly what I envisioned when I first came here. It is all made out of the material of people's lives who live here.
Wolpe was able to pull a few strings and get the new Victory Theater just off Broadway for one night to do a performance that was to benefit the island's arts organization. But after the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center, some islanders began having second thoughts. A week later, the community met to decide whether to cancel the trip. Barney Halliwell is the island school principal.
And the mood on Monday was very definitely one of great apprehension. The end of the meeting really was, let's see if we can postpone it. We really do not want to go to New York on the 29th.
But Halliwell did want to go. So did many of the children. At a second emotional meeting, 17-year-old Joan Davidson says she and other young people began speaking out, begging to present the show as a gift to New Yorkers.
To fill a void, to bring a smile to their face, something as small as bring a smile to their face.
In the play, Davidson sings a song that now seems eerily appropriate.
Somewhere I have never been. I can't tell you where or when, but I'll go somewhere I have never been.
Most of these kids have never been to New York, or any large city for that matter. But composer Cindy Bowens has, and she's written a couple of songs that are likely to strike a chord with a more urban community. This one is about spouses who swap partners and have to stay friendly with their exes.
We're in it for the long haul. No matter how many times we get it wrong.
Not everyone from the original cast will get to take a bow in New York tomorrow night. About 8 of the young actors have been forbidden by their parents to go. But high school principal Halliwell bristles at the suggestion that the townspeople are taking a risk by going to New York, or that there's anything frivolous about this trip.
You know, you don't do something of courage without fear and apprehension. So they're going to bring beautiful music and this wonderful show that will make people for an hour or so feel better and feel more hopeful about things. And that seems to be pretty important.
The North Haven Theater Troupe will donate a portion of its proceeds to help victims of the World Trade Center attack. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in North Haven, Maine.